9. Flighting contest. Have a little look around to see if you can see a poster for something called a flighting contest. Or, if you're really lucky, a flighting contest may be underway before your very eyes. Well, what is flighting? You may well ask. That's a very good question indeed. Let me give you a little example.
You white-livered son of a Fleet Street bumseller! I know your kind, begot in a sedan chair at noon between Ludgate Hill and Temple Bar. Who are you calling a whore? I'm not the mangy streetwalker who brought you into the world, and I wouldn't waste my piss on you if you fell into the fire.
What fun! I think I'll give you another example.
Sir, your wife, under the pretext of keeping a bawdy house, is in fact the receiver of stolen goods.
During the 18th and 19th centuries, the exchange of rhetoric and insults was organised into formal contests in pubs. This game was called flighting. Two opponents would face each other across the room at an inn and, instead of having a fist fight, would trade witty insults. Under new legislation, the government are planning to introduce state-sanctioned flighting contests as a method of controlling drink-fueled aggression. Swearing will be allowed in these contests, although it will be banned outright in pubs outside of these contests. Anyone caught swearing outside of a flighting contest will be put in prison. I'll raise my glass to that. Cheers! Here's to state-run pubs!